Okay. Hello and welcome everyone to this edition of Happy Hour as we come together to practice. So for inspiration for tonight's practice, I'd like to read a translation from the Udana, from the verses in Udana, translated by Tanisara Bhikkhu, and the Udana is from the original Pali canon. So here is the quote, and so the Buddha says, "Searching in all directions with your awareness, you find no one dearer than yourself. In the same way, others are thickly dear to themselves, so you shouldn't hurt others if you love yourself." Quite profound. So two different parts to this. Let me read it one more time. "Searching in all directions with your awareness, you find no one dearer than yourself. In the same way, others are thickly dear to themselves, so you shouldn't hurt others if you love yourself." Huh. Interesting. There's a lot to unpack there as a practice, right? So looking in all directions, you find no one dearer than yourself. So that's kind of taken for granted, that first part, that, oh yes, that no one is dearer than you, that to yourself, than you are. Okay, that's part number one. And then, yes, of course, it's the same for others. So if you love yourself, you wouldn't hurt others. So some invitations that, yes, it is okay. The Buddha is actually saying that as you look around, searching in all directions with your awareness, you find no one dearer than yourself. Yeah, interesting. And the second part, that there is something about self-love. If we dearly love ourselves, so the baseline, the conditions for us really dearly loving ourselves, accepting ourselves, holding this being who is me showing up in this way with all the gifts and challenges and idiosyncrasies, and I can even say that word, which is kind of interesting, but anyway, so with all the idiosyncratic ways I show up in the world, okay, that's better, and all the funny ways and all the gifts and all the beauties that I show up, if I really truly love myself and hold myself dear, that is the base, that is the platform for considering that, yes, other people hold themselves dear. Their lives are dear to them, not just human beings, but animals. So that can become a precondition, a basis of treating others just as we want to be treated, just as we hold ourselves dear. So a lot to unpack here. So without jumping into a Dharma talk, let's just practice together and draw on this as inspiration for us practicing. So I'd like to invite you to get into your meditation posture. Whatever is comfortable for you. Landing in this body. Sitting, standing, or lying down. First, as always, we start by just settling with awareness into this breath, this body. calming arriving. Letting the breath breathe you. Settling, arriving. More fully, more completely. More wholeheartedly with each out breath landing. And if thoughts, memories, plans are arising, noticing with awareness what's happening, and calming, soothing ourselves with the next out-breath. Ah. Landing in this moment right here, lovingly for this being who is us. Out of care, out of concern. Putting down, putting aside what doesn't need to be thought or figured out right now. Here, just here. Right here, this breath. this moment. Nowhere to go, nothing to do. But just to give our heart to itself in this moment. To recognize the goodness, the beauty, in suchness of just being aware, turning the gaze inward. Searching in all directions with your awareness. You find no one dearer than yourself. No one dearer than yourself. What if we imagine that with our awareness we're searching in all directions? And we find this being, we find this person, ourselves. Whom we perhaps forsaken for others. What if we truly recognize, honor, love, not from a selfish, egoistic place, but from the perspective with truly seeing unconditionally loving, this being who is us. Perhaps imagining our favorite love song, whom we have sung for others in our minds and our hearts, or wish that somebody else, some other person, would see us, would really see us and love us and sing that favorite love song for us. What if we sing it to ourselves? Loving ourselves, our beloved other. Giving our heart wholly, fully, wholeheartedly to itself. An infinite echoing and mirroring of love. See how this practice might work for you. Maybe receiving it is easier for you. You can imagine yourself receiving this love poem, love song from yourself. Or maybe it's easier to give it from the embodied seat, giving it to this being stepping outside of yourself. See whether giving or receiving embodied works better for you, or maybe both. If unsure, maybe try imagining yourself receiving this poem or love song, serenade it to you by yourself. For some, maybe a younger version of yourself. Might help be supported. To see love, protect, care. For a younger self. Searching in all directions with your awareness, you find no one dearer than yourself. In the same way, others are thickly dear to themselves, so you shouldn't hurt others if you love yourself. So, as we've been considering how dear we are to ourselves, loving, caring, maybe with the image of a younger version of ourselves, caring for this younger version. Maybe they are sitting on our lap. We hold them, hug them, ask them if they need rest, food, sleep, love, protection, safety. Offering that wholeheartedly to ourselves. Realizing that all beings, maybe starting with all the beings we're practicing with right now, on Zoom and YouTube, all these beings with the younger version of themselves sitting on their lap, metaphorically, they hold themselves dear. Their lives are dear to them. They don't want to suffer. So just as we care for ourselves, hold ourselves dear and precious, a part of ourselves, all of ourselves, recognizing that is true for everyone else, just like me, just like me. And I am just like them, no different. It's natural to hold ourselves dear. And the support for non-harming others. How can we hurt others if we hold ourselves dear? We truly love ourselves. We know how much it hurts to be hurt. How can we inflict that upon others? Wish them ill. just as we wish ourselves well, just as we want to be safe, happy, healthy, and have ease. May all beings be safe, happy, healthy, and have ease. May all beings be well. May all beings be free. For your practice, everyone. So I'll change the settings for the chat. So if you like to share your reflections in chat, if you type them just to me, I won't say your name out loud. If it's to everyone, I'll read the name. You can also raise your Zoom hand to share your questions, reflections, what came up for you. We have folks joining on YouTube also. Hi. You're welcome to share your reflections as well. So, yeah, how was this for you? What did you notice in your practice, this teaching from the Udana? It's all welcome, especially if you haven't spoken for a while. Would love to hear from you. While I wait for you to raise your hand and type, I'll share something that came up for me, which was kind of sweet. So, as an example, at some point, an image of a younger version of me came up sitting on my lap, and I share that with you as an invitation. And also a song came up. There is a song by Peter Gabriel called The Book of Love. And there is a line in there says, I love it when you read to me, and you can read me anything. So that came up for me as a younger version of myself saying, oh, I love it when you read to me. So I guess I like reading books to myself. So anyway, just wanted to share that, because that sense of the visualization, the sense of tenderness giving, whether through words, through song, through just all of these are skillful means for us to really connect with ourselves. So what happened for you? Whether it was challenging or easy, what you noticed? Jeannie, I see your name, your hand, physical hand for a change here. Please.
Thank you. Thank you, Diggy. Yeah, I had a hard time at first getting my mind quiet. But when you said the child, I recently had run across a picture of myself, 70 years ago. And I saw that child in my mind's eye, and I could have her on my knee and, just be there with her and tell her I loved her and, all some good things. So that changed it for me.
Lovely. Thank you, Jeannie. It's lovely to hear what was supportive and what worked. It's this image of our younger self. Great. Thanks for bringing that in. Did that work for anyone else? You're welcome to share. If that didn't work or something else did, tell us. Share your practice. It's helpful for the whole Sangha. Challenges and what works. Hmm. one reflection coming privately. For me, it was hard because the only person I feel like I've loved unconditionally was my daughter when she was a baby, a young child. Great. Actually, that is fantastic. So the invitation there is to imagine in your meditation to bring an image of your daughter when she was a baby, as a young child, and have the sense of metta. She's on your lap. And then skillful means bait and switch. Then you're the baby on your lap. And the feeling of metta is going to continue unconditionally for this being that is myself. And then it will run dry after a while. And then you'll bring your daughter, young daughter, back. And it's, oh, it's unconditional. And she was a baby and just fragile and sweet. And then again, wholesome bait and switch. And then you're the one. And you'll notice actually the unconditional metta will flow for a while. So may I invite you to explore that? Yeah, great. Thanks so much for bringing that in. Appreciate it. Helpful for everyone. Anything else? Any other observations? And maybe it was just challenging, period, and that's okay too. Anything about the very end when we turned to actually notice all beings, that they're just like us, just as we hold ourselves dear? Naf says, for me, it was a reflection on how everyone is at the center of their own story. Yeah, we are. We are the center. Yeah. And it's interesting because there are two different ways we can see that. And what you're saying is absolutely true. You know, it's all about me, self, and yet we are dear to ourselves. There's a sense of dearness. So I think both recognitions are important. And in that way, we also realize how much we are in the center of our own story. We're the star of our story. We're the victim of the story. We're the protagonist. We're it's all about me. And yet, you know, it's kind of interesting because as I say this, it almost seems like the teachings on not self, it almost seems like they're orthogonal here, but they aren't actually, because the selfishness sometimes actually comes from a sense of scarcity, as if there is not enough. There's not enough love. There's not enough goodness. There isn't enough needs. I need to prove myself. I need to be. So when actually there is a sense of contentment and fulfillment, like, yes, it's okay. The sense of self actually drops, which is why the full expression of love, the full expression of love is not self and emptiness. And the full expression of emptiness is love and compassion. It might seem counterintuitive, but actually there's no, they're not orthogonal. So much to say about this. And I'm thinking it might be good actually now to turn our attention to practice in small groups and see what might come up in as you discuss with each other what was challenging, what was easy. And practice discussions can be quite juicy and productive in this way. So I'd like to invite us to offer ourselves, offer our heart, recognizing that we're all dear to, we're so dear to ourselves. Everybody's dear to themselves. So when you are in a practice meeting with two other people, recognize that you're dear to yourself and they are dear to themselves. So I'll create the groups. Let's start with 15 seconds of metta for yourself and others and see what comes up. The rooms are open. Enjoy. Oops, not open. Now they're open. There we go. Enjoy. Okay. The rooms are closed. Everyone is back. Welcome back, everyone. So we have a few minutes for any reflections that came up while you were in groups. Take it away. What did you notice?
I think Diane wants to talk. Or
Diana, you're welcome to unmute yourself, Diana.
This meditation was really lovely, this particular subject, as always. But it brought up something for me where I finally have a chance to ask a question. Because every time the idea of holding the child or being around myself as a child comes up, it just brings sadness because I didn't have a happy childhood. And so I find myself then focused on something where it's not where I want to be. And if the idea is to bring warmth and a loving feeling, then do we bring in something else that makes us happy, like our cat or something, or another person? If that is it similar to other, because bringing up the child is not it would be a long distraction for me.
I hear that, and thank you so much for bringing that in. So a couple of different things. One is the idea of bringing, someone you care about, a cat, a dog. That's great, for metta. It might still be helpful unless childhood was so traumatic and there isn't really any space to be with that. But even if there's a little bit of space, it in the long term of practice, in the long run, it can actually be helpful to reparent, in a way of reparenting yourself, little by little by little. Like, sweetie, I'm here for you. Yes, I know it was sad. I know it was hard. And now I'm the adult and I protect you. I love you. Nobody's going to hurt you now. So there's a way of reparenting ourselves in our hearts, which can be so wholesome, really healing in this process. So I invite you. Yeah.
I hear. So just try a little bit, even though it might be sad. I'm understanding that, what you're saying.
Yeah. I think the love can be bigger than the sadness. That's what I'm bringing in. Because the love from the adult you can be bigger than there is some nuance or some maneuvering. So don't shy away from it just because it's sad. Meet the sadness with love. It becomes a practice of compassion. And can be very powerful.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for bringing that in. What a great, great question. Yeah. So, dear ones, as you all hold yourselves dear, we all hold ourselves dear. Thank you for your practice. Thank you for your practice. Thank you for coming to Happy Hour. Cultivating your heart for your own sake and the sake of all beings whose lives we touch. May all beings be happy. May all beings be well. Thank you. Now I stop the recording.